Yes, good night to you all. If it's morning where you are, good morning. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and this is your girl, the Top Shelf Diva. Let's hear it for the Top Shelf Diva. Yay! Okay, so yes, people, it's the Eve of Lovers Day. Yes, man. And I tell you something. All who never demonstrate love to them significant other, them boyfriend, them man friend, them woman, them side piece, them side chick, them bona woman. Yes, tomorrow is the day to present a rose. Even if it's a fake rose, just give a rose. Spread some love on Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to you and your significant other. Tonight, I want to express condolences to my sister and my family. We have lost my brother-in-law, Wellesley Matthews, a.k.a. Scully. Scully, we miss you, brother. We miss you. So rest in love, Scully. Rest in love. And to my sister, I say, hold the faith. It's just a road that we'll have to take. So my sister, stay true. Stay blessed. I am a born Jamaican, so I can't do better but talk the patois. So I am a born Jamaican. I'm a girl of this soil. I love me sweet coconut water and white rum. That's me. Okay, so tonight the first part of my show is going to be about Give Back Jamaica. And for many of you who have listened to my show over the nights after nights, really, you know what Give Back Jamaica is. It's the charity that we have where we give back to a Jamaican school. Originally, it's the Crescent Primary School, formerly Crescent All Age in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Jamaica. And this is the school that I went to as a child. And we want to give back to the needy students of this school. And I can say we have been going places with this Give Back Jamaica program, because last year, last September, actually, we gave over 350 pairs of school shoes to the students of the Crescent Primary School. And what a joy that was to see the faces of these children and their parents all lit up. So in honor of that, we're asking for your contribution. We're asking for continued contribution. So in order to give your donations, please go to givebackjamaica.com and make your donation. Now listen, even though it might say $50, $40, $30 or so on, if you don't have that, there is a spot that say other. So if you don't have $30 and you can give $10, we welcome that $10. If it says $50 and you have $100, we welcome that $100. All right? So please go to givebackjamaica.com and please make your donations. It's Super Bowl Sunday, people, and I'm seeing that the Rams, the last time I checked, the Rams were at 13 and the Bengals were at 10. So whoever you're cheering for tonight, cheer on. I am seeing my board getting lit up, and I see that I have Mr. Campbell on my switchboard. So Mr. Campbell called me earlier this afternoon, and we spoke about contributions of the Right Honorable Marcus Garvey and his contribution to our world. So we're going to honor him posthumously. So we're asking for a signature of 100,000, I think that is Mr. Campbell, 100,000 signatures to solicit or to ask for Mr. Garvey's exoneration. I am not so versed in this thing. So Michael, who knows more about it, and I think Michael's, the persons who have set up the Zoom seminar, they would probably know more about it. I am wondering if Mr. Campbell wants to speak about this more for me. So Mr. Campbell, if you want to one on your keypad, and I'll get to you. So, yes, people, what a week it has been. What a week it has been. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. And, yeah, we just have to stay true to who we are, stay true to our calling. And as I say, me a born Jamaican, and I will forever be. So, Mr. Campbell, if you want to speak about the posthumous exoneration of Marcus Garvey, you can press 1 on your keypad, and I'll see you. So, tonight we're going to be talking about Jamaicans and how Jamaicans tan, how Jamaicans stay. So only Jamaicans can really attest to this. Jamaicans have a way with words. They will make up a name for you based on the way you look, based on the way you speak, the color of your skin, the shape of your head, the kind of job you do. Yes. So if you do tiling, then call you Tyler. If you sell juice, them call you Juicy. If you egg shaped funny, they call you Peace Head. So tonight we're just going to let it rip. We're going to be exploring the names, these names, and how these names come about. So if you have any funny name that you used to call somebody in your community, you can press one in the keyboard. The number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, press 1 if you want to interact or if you want to share with the host, with the diva herself. So, all right. Let me start out by saying, when I was growing up, this little thing about me to call people nickname. I love calling people nickname, right? Love calling people nickname, because to me it was so funny. And there was a little man who used to be like digging trenches along the side of the cane fields, and we heard that he had chigger. I don't know if any of you guys listening know what is chigger, but the man have chigger, and chigger name of him to them. So the man, them call the man Nutmeg. It was a pleasure to call that man Nutmeg too. And that man would chase us with his machete, or his machete, right? And it was just funny. As kids, we loved to call people nickname, as Jamaicans say, nickname, PZ. You know, there was this boy in my class, and his head shaped like a PZ. Oh, God, man. His name was PZ. So, call me and tell me, talk to me about who the nicknames that you call people then time, then a man. Come on, man. 661-467-2407. I am waiting on you to come on. Okay, I am going to give a shout out to my trusted co-host, Dr. Ev. Dr. Ev, it's her birthday. It's her 16th birthday. Her 16th birthday, people. And, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and it's Valentine's Day she born. So my I wish I could serenade Dr. Ev. I wish I could serenade her. But Dr. Ev, I don't know enough, because I don't know if you have anybody, if you have any significant other, or if you have anybody side piece, or if you have anybody born a woman. I don't know. But whatever you are, if you don't have anybody in your life, if you don't have anybody, if you hug up tomorrow night and tongue in your ears and all that thing there, dig up yourself, buy yourself a teddy bear, and don't even care. Happy, happy birthday to you, Dr. Ev. Happy, happy birthday. I think I'm going to have somebody singing happy birthday to Dr. Ev down the line. So I am waiting for that person to come on to serenade Dr. Ev. So people, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. So Come on, man, 661-467-2407. Come on and share your thing. Okay, so even if you not get a real rose, if you not even get a real rose, you might get one of them plastic fake one. But all that will do still is just love. Spread love. And mind you, love, Valentine's Day for me is not generally just like for lovers, for man-woman love. No, it's just genuine love. And that is what we're lacking in today's world. We lack love. We don't have no love for our brothers or our sisters. We tear them down. Tear them down to the ground. We don't have no time for, we don't have no patience. We don't have no patience with each other. You know, we're just rough and raw. No, we need to spread love. And that's what we're doing at the Give Back Jamaica. That's exactly what we're doing, spreading some love. We are spreading love. I see my board light up in and nobody has said nothing, Nobody now say nothing. But you know, watch me out tonight. Watch me out. Because I know, Wola used to call people nickname. The man who sell patty out of school gate. Man who sell patty out of school gate. Pity them call him Patty Man. And it was so. They call him Patty Man, so till they start calling me the other one, D Man. And Patty Man never take kindly to that. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, man. Call people nickname and so on, and especially in my family, when we want to start, especially me, when I want to start some rarity, some friction, some fight and war, I would start calling nickname, And for me personally, my nickname was Chippy Baker. And if you call me Chippy Baker, then time the oh goodness gracious, it's on, because I am going to fight. And I got that name. My mother told me that when I was a baby, just learning to walk, we had some gravel spread out in the yard. And my brother, my oldest brother, he just saw me, when children start to walk, sometimes they just get up spontaneously. And I got up spontaneously and started walking. And they were so excited. And they started, yay, calling out to me. And sure enough, I started running. And I fell and bruised the side of my nose. And because I was a baby, your baby skin, it bruises off so much, so it's like a third degree burn. So I still have that little scar on my nose, and they call me Chippy Baker. And the Chippy's banana chips in Jamaica, they used to tease me so badly, Chippy Baker. So I tell you, Jamaicans have a way with words. Anything they see, they make name after it. They make dance after sitting. They make Jamaicans are just unique in them own ways. I know plenty of persons are watching the Super Bowl right now, right? But hear me. Come on, talk to me, no man. Talk to me. I am waiting for my co-host, Dr. F, to come on, because me want to ask her something tonight. So, come on. You can come on. Okay. I see somebody put up their hand. 732703. Go ahead, caller. What do you have to say? Who you used to call nickname?
Hold on. Let me tell you first. My mother give me.
Good night, Auntie Marcella.
Good night, Auntie Cecile. So let me tell you, my mother tell me when she was going to school, there was an old lady that lived on top of the hill. And every day she tie her head with a red cloth. Every day. So the children, they call her Woodpecker.
Woodpecker.
No, Woodpecker. So every girl, so every evening when they pass in, they say, Woody, Woodpecker. And the lady, she get mad because she know that you see the calling. Every evening some they run past, they say, Woody. Miss Woody.
I can just imagine. She with that red tie on her head every day. So she look like
every
a woodpecker. And the Marcella, how is your day going?
Going fine, sis. I get a couple of hours off, so that's why I'm so here early talking to you.
Okay. It's good to hear your voice, Auntie Marcella, and thanks for sharing. Woody.
You're welcome.
Woody Woodpecker. Woody the Woodpecker. Yes, man. So I know as a fact, man, I used to do that. This man used to have some cows, and my goodness, Whitney, then Frank Crescent, all age, used to tease that man. That man would run up and down the road. All morning, he might run people up and down the road. He run Whitney go up, he run. I call him name same way. And there was another man who used to have bosun. I don't know if you know what bosun is, but the man have bosun. And when him riding bicycle, it's like the bicycle bar split him scrotum and one part over here, and one part over here, and you see the big bulge. And Pitney then call him twin sickle bag. And I tell you, that man, him used to come at school, and I don't know what him just want to be teased, because we honestly believe he wanted to be teased. The man just come, and the man park up in bicycle, and 1 foot down on the ground and 1 foot on the pedal, as if him just wait, and him just broadcasting himself, because you can see the big swelling, one on one side, one on the right side and one on the left side. And as soon as the children pass and turn and I look on him and say, twin sickle bag, he start ride them down, you know, ride them down, and the Pitney then run gone. And one next set of Pitney go cross the other side of the road and then call him twin sickle bag and then gallop after them. And so the whole evening him around, the whole day him around too. Sometimes when school over, like when we used to be on shift, so the morning shift over, and you know, say midday Sunday, really, really raw. And twin sickle bag would be chasing people up and down the road, up and down the road, up and down. So Jamaican school Pitney, you know, Jamaican school Pitney, them did terrible. Them did bad. Because I say we can testify of all of the nicknames that we gave to people. Call them all sorts of names and they run you down and you took it as fun. But looking back at it, you see how dangerous it was. I remember again, and we saw the same man Nutmeg too, and Nutmeg too was chasing us, because of course we call him Nutmeg too, and Nutmeg too, and him a run after Pitney, but he was running, I mean we were running straight up on the main road, and he was running behind us. And you know what saved us that day? This little man was coming on the tractor, because we lived on the sugar estate, and the man was coming up on his tractor. And so we jump on the tractor and jump on the carriage part that they bring the burn cane, you know, when they burn the cane them, and the grabber take it up and fling it in there. So we jump on that, and sure enough, so we escape Nutmeg toward the evening. So people, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to The Diva, the top shelf diva, Sister Cecile. And the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. Go ahead and press 1 on the keyboard if you want to say something. If you want to say something, if you want to talk, if you want any, come on. All right? So, yeah, Jamaicans, unique in their own way. You know, unique in them own way. You stay behind a zinc fence and call people nickname, right? And you stay behind a fence and watch people. I go to church or I go, you know. Anywhere people are go, you watch them. You know, you stay to your zinc fence, you know. And there's a song called Sweetie Charlie, I'm a Trouble Yard. I might just sing it for you. Bear with me. I'm a Trouble Yard, Matty carried down the street. I'm a trouble yard, Matty, tell it nice and sweet. And when the neighbor them laugh and spread it round the town, Sweetie Charlie, I got Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, I got broke Matty back with a cuckoo marker. Listen, a Sunday morning time, Matty no go nowhere. She hide behind the fence just to fuss and interfere. A group of girls were passing, looking so nice and sweet. Matty begin to laugh and kiss her teeth. She say, kiss me neck, missus. Look pon the one in the eyeglass. I look, she a look pon me. Ara kias, I eye them kias. The fat one off his step, but her foot favor tread bag. The one in the middle is a walk and spring like Christmas bullfrog. Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, I go broke my tobacco with a cuckoo marker. Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, I go broke my tobacco with a cuckoo marker. A Sunday morning time, Matty no go nowhere. She hide behind the fence just to fuss and interfere. A group of girls were passing, looking so nice and sweet. Matty begin to laugh and kiss her teeth. She say, kiss me neck, missus. Look pon the one in the eyeglass. I look, should I look yas or yai them cast? The fat one no fit step, but her foot favor tread bag. The one in the middle is a walker, spring like Christmas bullfrog. Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, I got brought Matty back with a cuckoo marker. Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, Sweetie Charlie, I got brought Matty back with a cuckoo marker. Yes, man. How many times some of you know of people with chaos yai, right? With cross eyes, you call them chaos yai. Wrong, come to think of it. Yes, man, it is very, 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 very wrong. You see, MAGA people, you call them crookum crum, you know? People with them teeth, few teeth, that them out, you call them scatter. boy, people with them here, you call them looka bush or looka. Yes, Jamaicans for you, Jamaicans. Jamaicans for you. And them say people, in my community, you know, there was a girl, and they call her Josie. Josie Wales, and they call Josie Wales never really shaped good. And because of that now, anybody who no shape good, then call them Josie Wales. So people who are not from my community may not know this. So if you see somebody say, oh, a Josie Wales man, you know, say, the person do not have a good shape. You call MAGA people crookum crum. Huh? Where Jamaicans come from? Oh, them stay so. Oh, them stay so. They make name for everybody. Yamed. Yamed. Huh? Yamed. Jamaicans, I tell you. So call me. Come on, people. Call me, man. And tell me the names that you used to call people when you're growing up. Are the names that they used to call you when you were growing up. 661-467-2407. And on a keypad, press 1 to interact. Come on. So, yes. We know that Jamaicans are very crafty. Then crafty, very crafty. Then can come up with ideas on the spot, Jamaicans. The other day I saw this Jamaican man, and he made an airplane. He made a chopper. A chopper, right? And it's just got to show all Jamaicans, you know, they're my goodness. I am proud to be Jamaican, you know, minus the criminal activities that are going on in Jamaica and the murders that are going on in Jamaica. I don't like that. I don't like that. I love, you know, the song that says, give me back me sweet Jamaica. Give me back me sweet Jamaica. The island in the sun. Give me back me sweet Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. Me na left here because I have left. So me na sing the one day because me can't play hypocrite. Me can't play hypocrite at all. But just give me back my sweet Jamaica. When people were free to walk around and not being harassed, not in fear of being killed, being in fear of somebody's going to shoot you. You know, you walk any hour of night. Only thing you're afraid of a dopey. You're afraid of dopey. And sometimes I just banana leaf, a shake, or, you know, some tree limb a shake, and you say a dopey. So, give me back sweet Jamaica, man. When we used to walk and talk and you know, you send little food over the fence. Your mother cook and take one little pick a food in a carrier and say, Kia, this good one. They say, go Mas Joe. Mas Joe live by himself. Can I go give Mas Joe? You know? Or Mas Joe cut one and a banana, one banana, and you get one and a fight, and you get piece of yam, and you get some cocoa. Yes, that's the kind of Jamaica we want to remember, when people were nice and kind to each other, as people nickname. But we were happy then. Jamaica was nice. Jamaica was really, 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 really nice. And, you know, as Auntie Martella, she could testify to calling people nicknames. Hmm? She could testify. And I know Auntie Martella have more story to tell. So, Auntie Martella, I know you have more story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, okay, when two of my brothers, they have a friend, all right? You see, after school, you always come home with them, and when they know that my mother too finished cook, everybody waits for the food, right?
Uh-huh.
And he never leave until the pot take off of the fire, you know. Uh-huh. But the thing is that he love dumplings.
Uh-huh.
So when he come and my mother give him food, now you know, he say one dumpling in the plate. He said, so it's only one dumpling I can get. But my brother said, but you know, you don't live here. Yeah, no. He said, when my mother cooking her five dumplings, she has to give me, you know, because she knows as much me eat. So from that, you see, from that time, from his small until now, they call him Flimo. Because
Flimo.
A pure dumpling, Flimo.
My brother and I used to call dumpling Cliggs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when the dumpling kiss the teeth, when you know when they make them dumpling down, you put a little hole in the middle, and you, when you cut down on the dumpling, and it just
dumpling,
the dumpling kissing teeth. Yeah.
And the island of the plate, you know. It's so
right.
And
the dumpling kissing teeth. So my board is all lit, you know, Auntie Martella, and nobody coming in to talk to me. What's going on?
They don't want to tell the story, man.
They don't want nobody find out where they used so bad when they're young. Or they used so bad when they're little. Call people nickname and run from people and all them sitting there. Yeah.
And me tell you, my father used to work at this pig farm, you know. And me say, every Friday, you know, bring home a bucket. The haggard, we call it haggard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a friend who live up on the hill, and if it be, it's when Friday day, he come down and he sit down and he wait for me father bring the haggard. So my brother, them not easy, you know. So every evening, he come with him bag, Friday evening, and he take the haggard and he put in at the bag. So me say my brother, then call him haggard. And me tell you, when him come from school, they tell their friends, so everybody, again, again. They must say again, you know, but he said again.
Again.
Again. The man said, yes, I'm going to tell an appearance. I'm going to go tell an appearance. Every heathen who come here, they tell him.
You know? There was like a man, Auntie Martella, who have a field beside my father field, right? So, in teeth, you know? In teeth, so then call him rat, but only we call him rat because we my teeth from, so nobody else knows what's saying near rat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was in at school, so when I look, I see the man I pass with him and cut, but I know say my teeth and me knows a rat. So me know we were on the play field, we were at Crescent, you know how Crescent is situated, so we were
on the
back side going down to the junior school, and I look out and I saw him, and I start telling everybody, in here rat, you know, call him rat. And we started calling rat. Started throwing stones at him, so they start fling after the man, and the man starts fling back stone over his schoolyard. And all this time, me take off and guard now because me no want him see me because the man know me. So we run now and go back into the class. Go back, we're in the grade 8. Mr. Reed was the principal then. We run, go back into the class, and we sat down. And everybody who were, you know, in the back, because the man started walking up to the gate, and I go tell the principal. And everybody run coming out of the class. But they were not wise. They came into the class breathing heavily. And I just sat there, just calm and calm, quiet. And the man come and the man start point out with the principal. The man start point out all who was calling him nickname and flinging stone after him. And so I sat there, like, my heart a beat hard, you know, because me say, Lord, I don't want this man call my name. I don't want this man point for me. And sure enough, he never point for me. And I said, Reed, give them picnic they are beating that day. Them get a whooping that day. And because I me not getting a beating. Me never getting a beating. I was the instigator, but never got a single lick from calling that man rat. And him knew his name because, yeah, him, and he was a small, wiry little man. And he was pushing his wife. Why it became so, why we were attracted to what was going on? Because he was pushing his wife in the hand cart. And she sat down in the cart and had her 2 feet up on the front of the cart. So you couldn't see her foot. And she never had on any shoes and her feet were dirty. So that drew our attention too. And me with my bright self, gonna tell him to call the man rat. And sure enough, the man flings some stone, you know. Fling some stone over the schoolyard. Yeah. And we ran and that was it. That was it. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And the numbers to call in, the number to call in rather is 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, press 1. And no one talking, you know, something burning on deep down. Deep down. Something burning you guys deep down. Come on, tell me what you used to call people, the nicknames that you used to call people when you're growing up. Tell me about the nicknames. We had names for teachers too. We had names for teachers. When I went to high school, there was this teacher. She was a Spanish teacher. She was tall. She looked like a crane. We call her El Crano. We called her El Crano, and she had no breasts. Her chest was flat. We called her Breastless Chicken and El Crano. And I tell you, everybody knew the old First Farm Block. Because I was in 1E, and 1E was considered the worst class of the First Farm. And you know, when you just come from primary school and reach high school, you still have that running up and down with you, because you still are wait for recess to go run up and down and run and sweat and come in a class. But high school was different. Recess time wasn't as long as primary school. And you know, you couldn't run up and down and sweat. Well, we still run up and down because we just come from primary school. We don't know nothing. It was the first term in high school. So, you don't know nothing was going on. You think you're still the primary school. And so we went to primary school with the same name calling thing and calling this woman El Crano. And somebody called her El Crano one day. I don't know if they didn't know it was... But somebody called out El Crano, and I don't know if she got wind of that was the name we're calling her. But of course, she marched off that boy to Mr. Barrett's office, and the rest was history. And there was another teacher there. May God rest her soul, Birdie Campbell. She taught Omic. And when, for the life of me, it's like she shaved off her eyebrows, put them way up on her forehead because they were almost all the way up to her earline. And that tickled me so much that whenever I went into that class, I would go to that class. Oh my God, me not hear not where Birdie teach, because I am just there laughing as soon as she turned her back. Laughing. There was another teacher that we call Rudiments. When I got to second form, we called her Rudiments because the first she taught music. And the first thing she did when she came into class, she would, you know, write on the board Rudiments. And we called her Rudiments. And the whole school started calling. I think she was an English teacher. And the whole school. And one day, to me, she was just flirting with the boys in the class. And it angered me somehow because I'm like, she's a grown woman and she's flirting with the little boys in the class. We're in second year then time. So we got to be 15 and 14. So Yes, she was flirting with the boys. And one day she wore this dress to school. The dress had this long, my mother called them streamers, two long string behind her, and she tied a bow behind her. And I went to the front desk. Nobody was sitting at the front desk, and I went to the front desk and I sat there. And these are the desks we have the metal foot. If them ever turn over, I purinize. So I tied the woman's string to the two parts of the desk, and when the woman turned around to walk from the board, the desk was being dragged behind her and turned over and vulpanizing at the class, and the class catch a fire. And then all this time, nobody knew that I was a troublemaker, but I would make trouble, and they say you fling stone and hide your hand. That are me. I would make trouble, and nobody would know it is me who caused the trouble. So when the desk tumbled down on her, she wanted to find out, but we were never snitching on each other. We never, nothing. If you come into the class and something wrong, nobody knows. See, it was like esprit de corps. Nobody would say anything. Nobody not talk for nobody. We were together in this thing. And so she decided she was going to get the principal, and we not here no man. We just a laugh. Class mash up. Boy, them a jump up on the desk and pure laughing. Boy, them a gone. And the woman never brought us to Mr. Barrett anyway, because Mr. Barrett, sure enough, Mr. Barrett would have just run with us to the class to go pick up trash. Mr. Barrett, we used to call Mr. Barrett Froggy B. That was our principal, Froggy B. And why he got the name, we went to Dintiland and heard him being called Froggy B. He suck his tongue, and you know when you look at a frog and you just see the underneath the frog chin just moving up. That was how Mr. Bart was sucking his tongue, and that was how his chin or his neck, your gill would have just move up. And so yes, Mr. Bart was called Froggy because of that. So anybody, nobody not have any more joke? Anybody not have any more? Come on, man. What's going on? I see my girlfriend, Sister Chernelle, on.
Come on, Chernelle. Man. Say something.
I know you used to call people nickname, Chernelle. Because you remember the time when I meet you and what happened, oh, I met you. And you know, Sister Chernelle, oh, I can laugh hard. And sure enough, you can testify to that. How hard I can laugh. So, Sister Chernelle, put up your hand now. Put up your hand. Put up your hand and raise your flag. Raise your flag, Sister Chernelle. Raise your flag. She raised her hand. Okay. So, 407-866. Go ahead, Sister Chernelle.
Why you want to leave me alone, woman?
You know I can't. It's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yes, and on the other hand, you're disturbing me from my Super Bowl.
No. This is nicer than the Super Bowl, man. So, Sister Chernelle,
That's why I had was to give it a break and to let me see what you're doing tonight, you know?
Okay, Sister Chernelle, I know you used to call people nickname. Sure enough, me know, because there's no Jamaican person who don't know call people nickname, right? Just like what you have in every family, you will have one Bev, and, you know, you will have one Bev or Jackie or, you know, in every family, you have one particular name, and the person that's always, you know, always
know,
the one who makes the cause contention.
Yes, man, I was the one, because, you know, it's me and my sister.
Uh-huh.
So everybody used to love my sister because she was always the quiet one,
uh-huh.
You know. And me now, me so fierce, the little red thing, I run up and down. And, you know, me used to give people back chat and do all kind of stuff. So normally people used to complain to my mother about me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my sister now, like, if anybody want to come over, they always call, who is there, Christina or Ajali? So there's a, if there's a Christina, say, you know what, I'm come there now because she's too fierce. But you know what used to make me so mad? Jamaican people on the wall, especially in the country, they have this tendency, you know, when you make your bed, they come and sit right down on the bed front. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things when you kick me off. I mean, you know, you make up your bed nicely. You know, you clean your floor, your wood floor, you know, the board floor, and nice red polish and everything. Make up your bed and the other people just come and sit down right on your bed front. I mean, you don't have to tell nobody, say, you know, even though you had chairs, but they choose to come and sit on the bed front.
But Charnel, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, and them things that used to make me mad because principle, you're supposed to have principle. Find somewhere else you don't want, you have to do, especially the bed front. If you sit down by the bed front, don't have any noise.
But you know, Charnel, you know, like Jamaican homes. I mean, the average Jamaican home there never have no, you know, bedroom over here, bedroom over there. So as people come in your house, so you know, most Jamaican then they right in your bedroom, you know, right in your bedroom. Then they
yes, because we had two bedrooms, one on the left, one on the right, and the hall in the middle. You know.
Yeah.
And then, sure, you know, you clean out the country, you leave every door open. But for some reason, they choose to come right out your bedroom.
Okay.
You know? Yes, and I remember my mission used to be safety, and I didn't have any pride also. You know? I used to bend down at the roadside and pee-pee. Can you imagine that?
You know what I mean? Sit in there.
And then there was this little old man, and he used to go to church, and, you know, he sent me bend down there, and he said, look up in the way, I hope you're not doing what I think you're going to do, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he start arguing with the man, and just bend down right around and pee-pee, and then go on to tell my mother. And he said, a little red face girl, she not no manners.
Where the old child? You can't see big man and a pee-pee.
You know, easy. Well, if you want people, country, you don't really have the inside toilet outside, you know, so why not? Free and relieve yourself, you know? And, you know, back in them days, there nobody now molested them little kids, you understand? Because back in them days, people respect each other and little kids them, you know, everybody like family, you know?
Yeah,
but do your thing, man, and, you know?
Yeah.
And go ahead. And then, you know, they have all these funny names, you know, in the district, and you know, you follow people, and because we grew up in the Anglican church, and there was this madman, they call him Madson, and sometimes when we used to go to young people's meeting, especially on I think it was Thursday night. And, you know, going in those lanes, the dark, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the church was situated in the graveyard, you know, like right in the center of the field of the church.
Uh-huh.
And you know, then time there people afraid, you know?
Afraid of Dopey, man.
And there was this madman living right at the foot of the hill. And, you know, we used to run past and call him Madson, and used to come out with a machete, you know, and chase and fight people, even though you don't even know which direction to run, because the place is dark. You know? And it even led up that one time they tried to blame my sister, that my sister was the one who called this man out her name, and the principal for the primary school. Her son was there, and the madman walking out the church, you know, and slapped the little boy with the machete, you know.
Ooh.
And they tried to blame my sister for that, and, you know, it's everybody. But, you know, when you're in the district, people look up to you because they normally respect me and my sister because they always say, you know, these two little girls have so much manners, you know. Because, you know, my mom raised us single-handedly, and, you know, thank God we come out to be not the worst, you know. And, you know, any little thing people just took pointed at us. Because I don't know, because our father wasn't around or whatever, but, you know, they always try to point fingers. And we know how we raise, because even until today, my mother always slapped me right in my mouth, and there's nothing I can do.
Oh, my
goodness. Yes. So,
You still have manners.
Yeah, because, I remember how much she put us first. And, you know, always do it out. And, you know, thank God we're still around to take care of her. And I know she appreciated it.
Uh-huh,
but, you know,
uh-huh.
people don't think mothers, they believe that you have the children, you can't tell them, well, don't do this because it's not right. You know, my mother faced me before she quiet. But thank God she was a good mother, and I know we're going to get our blessing, you know, taking care of her, because as we tell her all the time, you know, we could have gone on with the life and move out and do things. And
yeah,
I mean,
leave her by herself. Other people, our sister in our home.
Right. Other people have a problem with it that, oh, they're married and they still live with their mother. Come on now. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
To each his own.
Yes. Yes. I said, God, if that's the only thing we're looking out of heaven, Mr. Ever, you have to pardon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But life in the country was very good, you know? I mean, there were times when, you know, you don't have food or money if you go to school and you have your neighbors and they look out for you. Come on. Put on your clothes and here's your lunch money and all of that, you know? But here you can't get money from nobody easy like that, you know? But
this is the Caribbean Radio Show. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And you are listening to All Things Jamaican, All Things Jamaica, with the diva host, the top chef girl herself, Sister Cecile. And we're listening to Shernelle as she speaks about life at country. But Shernil, I tell you this, you know, in my community, we of Co-Market, or some people said Damed, we had so much fun. I remember, as I tell you, I was always a troublemaker, and I would call people nicknames because I enjoy doing it, because it's just too funny. And I have two stories to tell. One about a man we call Super Cow, and another woman next door to us, Miss Sandra. So Miss Sandra had gone to the dentist and get her dentral. Miss Sandra got her dentures, and Miss Sandra came home. But somehow, I was looking at Miss Sandra from a distance, and I saw Miss Sandra's mouth look funny. And me, I said, then, oh, Miss Sandra won't look like number 9 also. Yeah, me I said, then, oh, Miss Sandra, and then me take time inch up to the fence. And me I said, then, oh, Miss Sandra, all our teeth. Miss Sandra, you know, you look like number 9 also. Miss Sandra, I don't even know where I'm going. And I know it's not me and my car. But then again, there was another man. There was another man called Super Cow. No, Super Cow was a tiny little man. And Super Cow, one day my sister was doing some casting on her roof. And this man, they were, you know, putting the cement, mixing the cement, the concrete on the ground. And Super Cow went there. I mean, before he was Super Cow, he was there digging and mixing so fast. And I went up there and I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at him. And I said, oh, this man, I'm going to him a Super Cow, sir. And the name stuck onto that man. And that man became so terrified of me that if, let's say, the shop is like right beside, you can walk another way, you can walk like a mile around to go to the shop. Super Cow will take the mile around. He would not want to walk by me. Super Cow was cool people that whenever anybody else called him Super Cow, it was okay. But we said whenever I call him Super Cow, it's like it cut him to his core. Yeah, man. So, Super Cow could stand me because I would never refrain from calling him. I couldn't. Once I see him, it's a Super Cow. Yeah, I never like it at all. Never like it. So as I tell you now, my niece was reminding me this evening of a girl. I spoke about her earlier, Josie Wales. And she and Josie Wales go far back. So Josie Wales shaped bad. So you know, if you have bad shape, then call it Josie Wales. Where's my niece? I know she's on here. I know I see her on the board. Stacey, if you want to say something, come on up. Step on up to the front of the class. I know I see somebody else I want to talk to. I think I see Gary Steve Martin. I think I see Gary. Yes, people. Tonight I'm enjoying myself because I'm talking about, we're talking about how Jamaicans have a way with words. And we know how Jamaicans turn. So only Jamaicans can attest to this because you make name, you make song, you turn people into all kind of character. Once you see the person look a particular way, it is on. I tell you, it is on. I think I see 407-967. I think I see this line, this hand up. Go ahead, caller. Tell us what, how you used to call people nickname and what nicknames you used to call people. Go ahead. Caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Auntie Cecile.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Auntie?
I'm good. I was just talking about your friend, Josie Wales. Tell us the time when you had that fight with Josie Wales.
Oh, my God, Auntie. Josie Wales beat me up bad. Oh, man, that was a day because of the same name. You know, the name calling, it's not good to... You know, call people name and when the name bunny in and them are gonna beat you up. So we used to call her Josie Whale because you know, usually when you back in those days when you shape certain kind of way, you know, people tend to call your names, you know, depending on how your shape look. And so they call her Josie Whale and we just a follow, you know. And call her names, and she just couldn't take it. And one day she started beating me up. But anyway, I prevailed because we have to fight her back and beat her up and throw her for the mile heap. but she hit me in my head still. She managed to hit me. But of course, it was because of the name calling and so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did enjoy it. We were enjoying it, but it. It was dead to another man, you know, so it's not good for name calling. But I've had my fair share.
Okay.
Joke to you is dead to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
P-Z.
Yeah, and people... Right, because I have a sister, and they call her Brody. And the reason why they call her Brody, Auntie Tenzi, Auntie. Are you Auntie Tenzi? Well, I'm going to give her name Brody, because that's all I mean.
Our front area, broad. It's like she have on sponge. So... So we call her Brody,
she's really broad. Mm-hmm. They say come like chocolate car.
Yeah, man, they come like bulldozer, truck, trailer, everything, roll up in a she. Because, may I tell you, so we had to call her Brody. So, like I'm in my intro, I say, Jamaicans, thank you, name for anything. Anything. And I told you, oh, I got my name, Chippy Baker. Yeah. Jamaicans just look for you and make a name and it, may I tell you, say, in name stick. The name will stick especially, and my mother always says, if you don't want the name to stick, just answer to it. If you don't answer to it, it will go stick.
What about sugar?
Go ahead.
What about sugar? Sorry to cut you. What about sugar mama? You remember?
Okay, right. That's a name that my son started calling her Sugar Mama because of, I think it's a
by birth. He thought they were too big, yeah.
Right. So he called her Sugar Mama. And she turned around and called him Sugar. And you know what? The name stick on team, we call him Sugar even to today's day. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicknames, I tell him, man, nicknames. It's not really, you know, nowadays when you hear people call people out of their names, it's not for fun. But we did it for fun. But people just want to disrespect people when they call them out of their names. But back then we just call their names for fun. Oh, you look, your maga then say krukum krum. Yeah, yeah, Kiasi, Kiala, Kiasi. You can call a Kiasi a Luka Bush.
Morning. You know?
Luka Bush. Yes, man. So, in truth and in fact, we enjoyed Jamaican then. Nowadays, if you call a man a nickname, probably go shoot him. Right? Call a man a nickname again. You know, call nobody no nickname again, because if you call people nickname, they might just kill you, you know? So, you know, do that to people at all. You know, you just leave them alone, you know, call them no nickname. Mm-mm, no call nobody no nickname. But we had our fair share of nickname calling, and people fight for nicknames and all of that. Come on, people fight for nicknames, fight you for nickname, call them nickname, then fight you.
So my auntie, I remember when they used to call me Foolie, no, Spinny. My uncle had died, called me Spinny.
Call you Spinny because, what was the reason you got that name?
Because, I don't know why I'm calling me Spinny. I guess we're too busy, I'm in a pay attention or something. So, you know, he called me Spinny. I never understand, but I guess because, you know, I was not paying attention or something, or gazing, or I don't know. But that was his name.
You always act fool, man. And they always act fool. You know, I just remember another name they used to call me when I was growing up. I remember we used to live on Brunswick Avenue. And when they sent me to shop, by the time I reach a shop, I remember who didn't tell me to buy. So I would go to the shop and come back. And then my sisters would start calling me Ducky. And I say, Ducky, no way, they send him, go buy. And that would make me so pissed. Because even though you say 1 pound of sugar, 2 pound of rice, 1 pound of chicken back, 1 pound of sugar, 2 pound of rice, and you start singing the opposite way, 2 pound of sugar, 1 pound of rice, 5 pound of chicken back. I mean, come on. So you think until you don't remember, and the shops weren't far away. We're not like you walk into Spanish Town from where we live. It's just down the road. And you sing until you totally forget everything. You're singing. Everything you totally forget what you see.
That's true.
Yeah. You sing and sing and sing, so till you, when you reach to the shop, you don't remember what you're buying. What you're buying. When we come down here for? When we come at the shop for? When we come a shop for? But, yeah, call a nickname for everything, man. Nickname for everything. I was really, really into the nickname calling. So, true. Jamaicans, they're unique, man. Jamaicans are unique.
What about Kalalu, man, when, you know, our friend Kalalu, man.
Kalalu, man, used to plant Kalalu.
Oh, yes. That's
and them call him Kalalu, man. Yeah. So, Everything you do, them Jamaicans give you a name for it. Everything you do, Jamaicans give you a name for it. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and the show is All Things Jamaica. So, my switchboard is lit, and I'm not getting anybody to come on and talk about their uniqueness of Jamaica. You know, what they used to call people, how the person's got the name, and all of that. So, come on, hit me up. 661-467-2407, and on your keypad, press the number 1, and I will see you. Yeah. Come, we talk Jamaican. You know, Jamaican words like, you know, kuya, come here. And I am trying to teach my grandkids to speak patois, and they can't speak it. They cannot speak it. Okay. They cannot speak it. They understand it full well. 305-308. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Sister Cecile, bless up
Hello,
yourself.
Caller. Bless up yourself, Gary Steve. You know, so you need to tell the people them women they call you Steve.
Nobody can. I mean, they can't reveal.
Me say, me didn't think so. I knew what it was. All right, but you're going to tell me alone, though, but you're not going to tell nobody else. Me don't want nobody else to hear this.
Can't reveal to the public.
Happy Valentine's Day, Brother Gary.
Bless up yourself, man. Bless up everybody, all the listeners all over the world.
Yeah, man. So, Brother Gary, I know, say, you used to call people nickname. I know
me,
that.
Let me go. Calling name, I can't tell how you look. If a man ugly, I'm ugly, man, name.
Ugly,
man? Right? Yes. If a man have big nose, we call him Nose.
Nosey. See it. Mm-hmm.
And if a man talk like him voice too fine, we call him Cry Cry.
All right, dude. Mister, me, I tell you, Jamaicans are the best. Them good at everything. Me say them good subtle. Them a do all bobsled. Them a do all ice skating, Sydney, where we don't have no ice. So you see,
we have mud. They skate down hill up half with mud when rain falls.
Them cool, man. Jamaicans really, really cool. Them cool.
We're unique. You have to live it to understand it. Okay. Jamaican, it's not something you can't tell. You have to just live it.
You have to live
understand.
It. Yes, yes. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they say, this man, he's not too good with the words. He said, Jamaican, it's unique. They're unique.
Yeah.
So,
unique. I would agree with him on that one, because if you say unique, is an understatement. So you have to be creative. You say that, yes.
They're unique. Yeah, so apart from Steve, what kind of nickname you have, Brother Gary?
My man used to call me Black Boy when I grew up. I was the darkest one of the family, so I then called Black Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Black Boy. And you never fight when they call you Black Boy?
No. And you see, the Black Boy are different from Black, kind of, because Black are my teeth. You know, growing up, when a man too black, every black we know them are teeth. Police, the man is hired from police. I'm Mr. So and so, Black Boy, teeth. Blacker. Once you name Blacker, you have teeth.
Blacker.
Always, 99. And if you name Red, you have teeth. So, Mr. Thing, the Red Boy, and teeth, you see? With teeth, we'll cut a coffee.
Red. Yeah, true enough.
Yes, man.
Any reds, any young boy, I mean, what they call them reds. I thief them.
I see trouble. I have one when they call speckles. Some of them red have a little dot find them. We call them speckles.
Speckle.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man. So I was telling them, Gary, my nickname was Chippy Baker, and I got that name. I was as a baby, I got up one day spontaneously and started walking, but the yard had marlin deer. You know, it was paved with marlin. Mm-hmm. Look, a fine stone them in their mark, gravel them in their mark. So excited to see me walking, and he started like kicha, and me start run, and sure enough I tumbled over and bruised off my nose, but considering that, you know, a baby skin, so it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it's like you got a third degree burn, and I get a little mark right down upon my nose, And then call me Chippy Baker. A man, me, I tell you, you know, me used to fight for the name there, you know. If you call me Chippy Baker, you know, me, I fight. Yeah, me, I fight. And some of my sisters still call me Chippy. Still call me Chippy.
So
and sometimes they wouldn't even call me the name. They would just buy the banana chip. You know, Chippy's banana chips at Jamaica there.
I
they would just
that.
Buy the banana chips and show me the park. And the place mash
come
up.
Come on, my friend. We have a friend named Wally, you know. One day, with the party ends and we are get trouble. And when we look, a police start a man, this a man start running. Man, I got two friends, but Wally, a pure Wally, my jump over. Uh-huh. So, and this a Wally, we call him.
Wally. We are seeing.
Kind of a jump. In tall, you know, man, so just a jump over the wall, him like nothing, you know, why?
Uh-huh.
We must climb over them like nothing. So, man, this a, we call him Wally. One time, a man
wow.
coming at the scheme and I asked, him right name, Paul. Someone coming at the scheme and I asked him, Paul. I was like, it gets so bad that everybody have a nickname. If you come and ask for the right name, we don't really remember who name, so.
Wow.
That's how it
wow.
gets bad with nickname at Jamaica. You know, actually, when somebody call you by your right name, you know, so that person, they don't know you from your picture. Mm. That person, they just know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, I used to teach school. I taught school for a number of years. And when I get the, 1 year I taught a grade one, and I was so frustrated because when these kids came to school, and you know, you ask, boom, I like, what is your name? Baba. What is your name? Big man. Big man. I'm like, I was so mad because kids didn't know their names. Right? Then come on school.
They were calling for them, man.
So, and then come on school with so them the name Poopa, one of them named Poopa Root. Poopa Root.
Poopa Root.
Yes. And I said, why? The names, it was one thing that year because, you know, the first thing you start teaching them to do is write their names. And it's, what is
mm-hmm.
your name? Poopa Root. You know? Poopa. Poopa, because I taught in the rural schools. Poopa.
Yeah.
You know, where kids call their father Poopa. Older people call their father Poopa. Because my daddy called his dad Poopa.
So more than that, they want to act like he holds, so they just call him Poopa.
Poopa, yeah. Poopa. But this one, Poopa Root, it was... I couldn't contain myself, because honestly, I'm a laugher. I'm a laugher. I will laugh and laugh and laugh. And to be honest, sometimes when these kids tell you their names, they're like, oh, goodness gracious me. You can't laugh, you know. You just have to just reroute them. No, your name is so-and-so.
Oh, yes. God.
But they come to school not knowing their name. I had a pet name. We call it pet name. I had a pet name. Them
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Every
yes.
Jamaican have a pet name. Everyone. I would have just born. I would come out and find one name put by you.
You know, it's just that nowadays you find that, you know, even though the pet name is there, these kids know their names at school because even my two grandkids, I have pet names for them, but, you know, we don't have names. But like, come here, Punky, you know? Come here, Punky. Them not going to tell us their name, Punky. They're going to tell us their name, whatever, you know? So,
right.
And people say, what's in a name? What's in a name? What's in a name? But believe me, me love. I mean, probably like, no, I don't enjoy doing it, but I can still remember the names I used to call people back home. You know, like famously, Supercow. Yes, man. There was this man. My sister was casting up the roof. So she employed some men the day, and they were there, you know, mixing up the concrete and throwing up the concrete, sending up the concrete in the buckets and so on. So he was an old man, and he was there, like, digging fast into the cement. I'm like, what is wrong with this man? This man acting like he's a super cow. And that name got stuck on that man. If you go to my community right now and you ask for super cow, his name is Mr. Benz. And if you ask for super cow, If you ask Mr. Beans, nobody don't know him. Nobody know him. Nobody don't know him. But if he says Super Cow.
Super Cow, they know.
Yes, man.
Everybody
know
him.
Yeah, if he says Super Cow. And that man hated me with a vengeance. That man would walk a mile around not to pass me. Let's say the shop is beside me. Super Cow, we go all the way around, 1 mile around and come to the shop. Just not to pass.
You know why you're calling me?
No, man. The man scrape off. The man scrape off all the fence. I never see my man. Scrape off fence. The man walk on the fence.
Remember one,
to pass me.
You remember one when you should drive on bicycle find on your macro, Joe?
Oh, goodness, Lord. I can't tell you my episode in macro, Joe.
Macro, Joe, that little dog.
And my sister.
When you tell about your mother, everybody.
Michael Joe was riding his bicycle. And my sister, she see him. And here I know, Mackerel Joe, the fisherman, kill his wife and drink lifestyle and never die. Backside. The man jump off and bicycle and said to my sister, you want to rope you up like a donkey? You want to rope you up like a donkey and tie up on my bicycle and take it to sea and drown you? All them time then, man. Me say, me boat. We live as Irishmen. Me gone. My God, Mama said, Mama, yes, man, I was born in Irishmen.
Who's born Irishmen?
I was born right there. It's the last house, the second to last house before you get to the train line coming from Brunswick Avenue.
So you live beside a Bob tall black Bob there, sir? Birdie them?
I don't know any Birdie. But I live beside Dixon. Arias. Because we're related.
We are related. Really?
So the house that's next door to them, that was her house. We sold that house to them when we moved.
Okay.
Yes, so I am no spawner.
Okay, my sister. When we got jubilant, I live right in front of the depot.
You live right in front of the depot. Someone
is examination depot.
Yes, man. I know that man right in front of the reservoir and them places there.
You pass Brother Mama, you come when Mr. Black Shop, then Mr. if you know Alan, how long you live in Spanish Town?
I live in Spanish Town, but I lived in Spanish Town, I lived at Ebonyville for a while.
Yeah, but also how long you live that era, Irishpen?
I left Irishpen when I was nine.
Nine. That means, you know, when we have
but
so
I still,
Zodiac,
I still remember.
Zodiac Club?
No. I still remember that area though, the examination depot, and then you have the reservoirs on the other side, and then you have Jules Lane, and there's this restaurant right there. The restaurant, they have the bestest curry goat.
Then my father cooked at the restaurant, maybe.
Wow.
That is right beside
the yeast factory.
Yeah, Charms Restaurant. It's a restaurant and a bar. It was a shop before, you know. And I heard
there's
when
Indians,
you're 9 years old, it was a
they
shop.
They were Indians. There were Indians there.
They are Indians.
Yeah,
it was a shop. Then they become a restaurant.
Okay.
And they have Alan White across from the south.
Yeah, man,
that
killed Mr. White, That killed Mr. White.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. White. One from Irishman, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Irish Pen, my barn and grow.
Okay.
We are the Lewises.
Okay.
From Irish Pen.
Okay.
One whole heap of weena. One truckload of weena.
One enough, man.
A whole heap of weena, man. I will tell us, man.
My sister related to the Nicholas. My sister and the Nicholas, them are family. Brother and sister, she call him uncle. She named Martha. But she
I know the Nicholas.
She had a little black one out of the rest of them.
Oh, okay. I know the Nicholas.
Yeah, my mother is Nicholas, so you come from Harris.
This is the Caribbean Radio Show, Harris Radio, the Knowledge Station. And the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. And to interact with your host, press 1 on your keypad. And we will take your call and hear what you have to say about growing up in Jamaica and calling people all kind of names and running from people, not running from police, running from people. You know, Gary, them times in Jamaica, you you know, police and then things like people to be afraid of police. When I say police, you run. You run like a drunk when you see. Because
especially your boy picnic, you know, so you're supposed to go, you know, supposed to go a key and piece, but you got a key and piece, guarantee it's key and police.
Over Lindo key and piece still.
How you remember the name?
You say you run like thief.
Yeah, man.
The police not shoot you and them thing, you know, not shoot you.
Mm-mm.
Police not shoot. I don't even think. Yeah,
we used to go
to
the canal. And we're not supposed to go to the canal now, because you have Ranger Patrol Bank, you know. One day, my friend, we go to the canal, and we take off our clothes, and we hide them. And we're in the canal and swim. And we Ranger come and while we jump out and go up on the other side, and the man realize that we're
not going
to have any clothes. And we say, clothes are coming out here, so. Man, shirt and fine with clothes. You watch, we are go, man. I take that sheet leaf and hide yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
I squeeze it through bush or through fence just to reach our yard. That sheet leaf a back, that sheet leaf a front.
Oh, my goodness. So how far away you live from home? Are you from
we
from,
far from? We don't live far from home. Because some of us come from Irish Pen. One of my friends live on the bank right there, so. Just on the reservoir, that's so we live right from the bank, which part I'm only out there just as I get to the highway. Me live across the highway, so I can just run across the highway and go to my neighbor them and just reach my yard. So we never far. We don't go for the public street where nobody will see where and the place. If I populate like I populated now. So we have well proposed to hide, you know. Yeah, man.
Then Gary,
deals, man.
You use a hot vehicle too?
All of them are sitting there, man. Jesus have mercy. The depot is there right in front of me. So when the depot there used to, we used to go over the depot there. And one day, we go sit down for one chair and hold on for the back of it. I sit down for the bumper. And the man see me panning and he start drive, try to use my foot to stop the car. Jesus have mercy. Hold on my big tour robot from the asphalt.
Wow.
Never have a car again. Never have a car again.
I don't know if you remember. You remember there was this guy who died in a car crash on I think it's I think it's Spanish Town Road. All of them died in the vehicle except one person. One person lived from the vehicle, I think.
About 7 person died from the vehicle.
Yes, they were going to watch First Blood. It was a big accident, and two other persons, three of them came from Winterspan, and one from Irish Spain.
They were coming, guys. I remember that incident. Eli was the driver for that car. The guy named Eli was the driver for that car, or Enoch, something like that.
Enoch, I think. I think his name was Cookie Rye?
Something, yeah.
Right.
You know the funny thing? All of us was in Spanish Town, and we were supposed to go into the taxi. But him came across John's Road, but we never have no money car. Our plan was when we go into the taxi, and we reach the destination, we come out and run. That's what we normally do as the cowboy. So the man said, we should pay him before we leave. So true, we know we don't have no money. We just come out and taxi and walk down our business. And by the time we reach home and think now, worry about the accident and about 7 of them was in the car. Yeah, so we got lucky that night.
He used to sell fudge. He used to sell fudge and he used to drive taxi. And then they had a little low van, you know. And we used to hop the van through Irish Pen. And so when we used to hop it and go out. And they, you know, when it reached the lane mode, we used to jump off. We used to jump off. And me, I tell you, say, man, the man drive where we'd be on the road, you know. And me say, we start jump off. Me say, me, I tell you, man, we bruise up.
Yes.
We never up vehicle again. No.
I guess you have to get a bruise for not half a vehicle again.
Man, there was another time again. I was walking through the lane. There was a grave right in the lane. Going in from Brunswick Avenue side, there was a grave on your right side. Just in almost in front, right beside the Harriots. There was a grave right
there. That's almost like the first yard.
Yes. I used to be so afraid of that grave. And when me go shop, you know, I'm passing that grave, it's like, me can't look on the road. Me I say I look on the grave. Even though I'm afraid, me I look on the grave.
Yeah,
same way. And I tell you something. I was looking at the grave one day. Me I was shopping a man. And you see, by the time I look up, there was a bicycle coming, bird speed at me, you know. And I said, me go this way, the bicycle go this way. Me come this way, the bicycle come this way. And sure enough, the bicycle man, me and the bicycle man just collide. He said, the bicycle man lick me. Me fly up in the air. It's my time. I pee up myself. I come back down. When me hit the ground, man, me get up and take off, man. You see in Bolton, I have nothing for me. Run and bust on your gate and go in the mouth. Now, what?
Frightening.
Man, bicycle lick me down, man. What? Yeah.
So, man, I get out of here to all confuse each other.
Right. Me go this way, me go this way, me come this way. So, it's all of a sudden, we just collide. And it was a lick, you know, because it fling me up in the air, you know. Yeah, but I just couldn't pass that grave without being afraid. Because, you know, growing up then time, you were just afraid of Duppy. Duppy was your biggest fear. Duppy was your biggest fear. Duppy was your biggest fear.
That man, Duppy was the biggest fear. Oh, my God.
Duppy, man. Duppy, afraid of Duppy. And sometimes, I don't know, Duppy, you know. Sometimes, and nothing at all.
My neighbor used to have a grave too, in the yard. And when they come in at night time, and if they have to pass at the grave, they speed when me take up and run to pass at the grave at night time when I'm alone. My God, man.
Yes, man.
Funniest thing there, never.
Yeah, that time in Jamaica, man. And, you know, a couple of shows I did weeks ago when we talk about, you know, what was Jamaica like, you know, Christmas time, and you have people going around and singing carols, and you walk, you know, get the Christmas breeze, you walk Christmas morning, and when you come back, you get your fried dumpling, and you get your liver, and, you know, then time you get one soda for yourself, Christmas you get one soda for yourself, because all along, you don't get one soda for yourself.
Spanish stone.
Yes, and then Christmas market and all the junk on them and so on. Christmas was such a lively time. Oh, good Lord. Junk on it was my biggest fear when it come on to Christmas time. And the bellman and the Yes. But gone are those days in Jamaica. I'm not saying that, you know, we must advance and, you know, we never have electric light in my house until we reach third, fourth form of high school. When we reach fourth form of high school, we just get electricity in my house. You know? That was Jamaica then. I'm not saying that we need to go back to this, but we were happy then. There wasn't crime. And, you know, on a TV, if you watch, so guess what? You talk stories.
Not
you tell one another stories.
Yes.
Right. You had concerts. You entertained each other.
All kind of things. All kind of things, man.
Your
sightings, boy, picnic,
yes.
Girls, you know, I play sightings. When Duffy story done, you know, if you live down the road, you know, one go and be kind.
You know, one go. If your foot no wash, you're not going to wash your foot in a car. You're afraid like yay.
You're not going to pipe by yourself.
No,
it was the good old days, man. Mad fun them time when you really think back and reminisce on them days.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what life was all about back then. Let me tell you something. We have one of the biggest property in a Joblin there, so we then call it mango bush. So every kind of mango you can think of, we have it. People from Irish pen, winter pen, Thai pen, John's Road, Cornish mango.
Let me ask you this. Is that piece of property there that there was a house to the front where they said the Lawrence always harassed the house there?
No. I don't full property that one there.
I think you have some people named Kennedy's live around the back part of that place. It's like it takes you back from, okay. Because I know like a mango piece, you see this, and we used to go in there, go thief mango. We used to thief mango, we used to thief plum. We used to thief plum from this, there was a big plum tree. The lady name is BB, right at the canal, right at the canal bridge.
That's when I come from, person from the right-hand side there, so before you get to the Lawrence house.
Yes.
Just throw things and all of them, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, when I tell people about that house, you know, people don't believe me, you know. People don't believe me that house was plagued. You see the curtain catch a fire.
things are true. You know, see nobody in there told nothing.
I am happy you are witness to that too, because the house used to be this little house. Oh Lord,
this is an auntie house, man. At a certain time of the year, is like it just start behaving weird. Like you know, someone walk past you,
you walk on the other side of the road. You walk on the other side of the road. You don't want to walk past there. Sitting a fling out, throwing a fling.
Yeah, man.
Yes, man. And when I tell people, they're like, no, son, nothing to go, so I'm like, yes, I witnessed that. And I'm happy you can back me up on that.
Every time it happens, we hear about it, everybody run, go down, run, go.
Everybody run, go look. Everybody run, go look. Keep a distance and a look. Stone a fling.
Yeah, man.
You see curtain burn off the window. The curtain just burn off from the window. Yeah.
Yep.
I used to see it too. I used to see it too. I definitely used to see that too. Yeah. So that was in Jamaica that we knew back then, you know.
Yeah,
we never afraid. We never afraid.
Not afraid of nothing, man. Like I said, we used to run from people because when them boys used to come thief mango over my place, my mother used to take time and try to screech up. And as they see my mother come, everybody run gone. No matter how big them is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody now stand up and try to disrespect her or anything like
that. Right.
Me and my friend, we would get trouble. Me and my friend, we call my friend and say, we have a thief, mango. And then when my mother come, he will away and run. And she don't know, so I pick me and I laugh too.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, mango, coconut, guinea, name it. We have everything. So apple season, we're going to thief apple. Mango season, guinea season, name it. Remember one night, you know, my neighbor have a guinea tree. No, my neighbor have a mango tree over there, right? And when I scheme, that's on the side scheme. And we go up in that mango tree, she have a used mango tree. We're up in there, we pick mango and I get beer trouble. The lady come out, we call them cry cry because they talk fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, mother cry, come out and say, Jesus Christ, Gary, make your bird so. Well, I love mango tree, me want a little mango tree. And look how much mango you have over there, so make you get some more trouble. Come out of the mango tree and go into your yard.
Oh, Lord.
But not just trouble like this. We're not disrespecting
anybody. No, disrespecting anybody, yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to beat you over your own yard. Take you to your own place. Yeah. It's normal again, my dear.
You know, I went before I left Jamaica, when Spanish Town Market started getting real rough to the point where you have people come up and then pick up people yam and then pick up dashin and cocoa.
Okay.
And if you have fish,
so
then go to the fish market.
That's what happened in the 80s.
Yes, you know, no man, me talk about tea. Yeah, 80s coming on to the 90s, you know, like 82, 82, 85. Because my mother used to sell in the market.
Get out of control in time,
and them just go take up people something like them. I go cook, you have this woman, you see named Vi. She and her pitney them just go take up people. Here, and them take up the people, them country people, them best piece of yam. Right? Them go in at the fish market and them take up the best fish them. And then them go into the grass yard and go pick up the people them corn and all them things and just walk away. And you can't say nothing to them because them are bad people. At that time, you know, at that time the crime start rise up.
Yeah, man. Right now them time. Yep. Slowly but
crime
surely.
Start
right
rise up.
Time,
The crime start rise up, man. Pure problem
them
time.
Them. My best time as a child, you know, when my mother said, I go to market, because that's the only day I get one party for myself and one bottle of drink for myself. Because, Lord have mercy, because when we don't want me to appreciate for everybody. But
yes,
when we go to market,
Christmas time we get
one party, one drink.
Mm-hmm. At Christmas time, we get one drink, man. Christmas time.
One bottle of soda, them time, because you exchange out the crate and get the empty one and get a little full one and feel the difference. Yes, man.
Yes.
And I put on in the house, man, and you know, say, you get one, and you know, when you get one for yourself again, you know. But the first year, you get one for yourself.
Well, look here. You know, you walk and pick up back the roadside, you know, kick bush scanner and pick up bottle of your yes, when it truck come round, you exchange your bottle of
yeah,
drinks and then gone up underneath the bed. Them gone up
you
underneath the bed.
Yes, man. You ever find one bottle and it's so dirty that you try many ways to put on everything.
Put all kind of shit in it to clean out the bottle, man.
All kind of wash you out. I want to put your ass in my one bottle of gold in time there, you know.
How are you talking, man?
Buy your bun and cheese, I'll buy your bulla. My God. No,
you know, sometimes when I see bottles here, I'm like, wow. I say, Jamaica, this is my man.
Oh,
say
God.
Backland,
I know
man.
People
say
that capture man.
People, I mean, the boy, them used to go a dance at night time. You know, like a boy,
yes.
Them used to go a dance at night time
yep.
And pick up beer bottle.
Yep.
You know, then they go for go dance,
mm-hmm.
You know. Then go for go look back.
Mm-hmm.
Go if you go look back. Yeah,
man, you get your buckle. You find one little corner, you start gather your buckle in them, and when you're ready to leave, man, you pack up your buckle, man, you're gone in your yard,
yeah.
Man.
Gone in your backyard with the buckle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hustling,
those
man.
Were the days, yeah. Those were the days. You know, when I tell people, you know, that I used to sell Aki, and I have people on here who used to sell coal in a market, you know, they sell Aki
mm-hmm.
a roadside. Climb Aki tree and go sell Aki and go
fossil. We used to sell mango
because
we have mango, so we used to sell mango and apple and them something there.
Sell it at roadside to make a living. Boy, them all used to call me a market vendor at school, you know. Boy, them call me a market
yeah.
vendor.
Hey. You know, one day a market, I sell nothing. I'm not making none of your classmates, then see you.
But the thing is, me not even the care because it has sent me to school. And the boy, me I sleep in a market with my mother, you know? Me sleep in a Spanish store market
okay.
with my mother.
Okay.
Yeah. Those were the things I grew up, you know, me sleep about two or three times, me sleep at the market with my mother, Spanish store market, me sleep and stall early morning and go put out the load and sell.
Yeah.
Yes. So I know what it is to be on top and what it is to be on the bottom. Any way
yep.
you spin me, I am there.
You're there. You've
I
been
am
there,
there,
done that.
Yes, man. Been there, done that.
Yeah,
been there, done that. And Gary, I tell you this. That is by this Give Back Jamaica program that we have. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I, as a child growing up, I would have really, really loved for somebody to help. To help me, to give me something, somebody from foreign, so to speak. To give me something.
Oh my
because
God.
My mother had a sister, and she was rich. She was rich, you know, in a fluid time. She mean woman rich. She had a mall quarry
yeah.
in St. Elizabeth. She had a shop and a bar and a bakery, right? And then she had a big stall in the Maggotty Market where she sell meat. And everybody knew my auntie. And my mother have 12 of one dozen of us. And my auntie would never. My mother took shame.
Pick one.
We wouldn't want to go live with her because, no, she never kind. And my mother, you know, spit take her shame, you know, lap her tail between her foot and send go beg her one money for help with we. And the woman send back one envelope with $5 in there. $5.
$5. Wow.
$5. And mama.
Wow.
Mama said she was going to send it back to her, but she did not send it back. You know, say, you know, me not go send it back. But $5? $5. We had no help, none whatsoever. And that is why I'm so intrigued with this Give Back Jamaica, where you can give back something to a child, you know, because I know when I was growing up, me never rich. And sometimes your uniform not all that nice, your shoes not all that nice, you know, and Pitney used to tease you and so on, you know, your shoes
yep.
broke down and your
yep.
shoes not tan right
yep.
and so on. And it crumbles
your
self-esteem.
You have uniform and you have to clean it every day.
Right.
You know, I look clean every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
From being bullied.
Yes.
I never recovered from being bullied. Never recovered from being bullied. She stopped learning altogether in high school. She stopped learning. And to today's date, she just stays stagnant. Stagnant.
Yeah.
Because people call her nickname at school and bully her because Mm-hmm. They used to call her Carbine Mango Walk. She lived somewhere in the mango grown area, and she never sell mm-hmm. mango a day in her life. But she lived mm-hmm. around there, and they called her Carbine Mango Walk. So I say wow. this to say that sometimes when we call people names, it really, really, really do and play a number on them. Really play a number on them.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
and
really. And we're not aware of it, you know. As
up, you
children,
know?
We never, yeah. no, we never, you know, we weren't yeah. aware of yeah. all these things. But, you know, the Give Back Jamaica thingy. Yeah, I am intrigued by that. And I whenever I think about myself, I just picture myself as these little kids. I never had
exactly.
books going to school. Never had books.
Exactly.
Never had books. Some,
exactly.
Sometimes what I
it's
used to do.
I used to get from a friend sometimes.
Mr. Write out things. Write out things out of people. Textbook. Pitting textbook.
Yes.
Write yours to home. Go read it. Yeah. I borrowed pitting book until I got to
yep.
high school. And, you know, later on, I could be able to buy, because during the summer times, I would go sell Aki and save up money. And when, you know, you take
right.
a booklet and go to Spanish Town and buy a book, go in a Shadid, go buy your books.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Charles and Shadid.
And Charles Bookstore and Shadid Bookstore. And
yep.
you buy your books.
Yep.
And yes, yes. So I feel for these kids. You know, you can't even blame these kids and say, oh, so I know they're already here. And I tell you this, Gary,
exactly.
you know this because you have, You're privy to giving, to contributing, to giving back. You know what it is to give back. And that is
I
what
I feel better
we,
giving than receiving. That's the only
yes.
time I actually feel good within
yes.
myself. It's like when I have to do something to give somebody, it's like I get so excited. It's like I can't wait
wow.
for the moment. It's just,
wow.
If you're going to give me $1 million, I'm not excited that way. I'm excited
mm-hmm.
when I'm going to do something that can make a difference. Because my way of giving back, man, I used to give and stay anonymous because
mm-hmm.
I don't want people to treat me different
mm-hmm.
knowing that I give them something.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought it to my attention and said, listen, you got to make people know where it's coming from. You
mm-hmm.
know, sometimes it is just what it is, you know, and encourage other people to come on board and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time I remember when I used to have 1 pants, okay,
mm-hmm.
and 1 shirt. Sunday,
mm-hmm.
come up here, borrow my friend pants. And one, I remember
mm-hmm.
one time I borrow my friend pants and him knows that I go borrow stuff to wear, you know, this Sunday, and the man have it on all day, and I go and put on to wear, go out and I
forgot
to ask that later, go watch movie, you know.
Wow.
And I said to him, you know, man, I never forget, and I said, wow, you know. But anyway, I never did borrow wear, so I never gone away. And I said to myself, so I can't live them life, man. This not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you just start focus on me. I mean, I said, when we get to the point in our life when we can have more than one thing, me not make nobody around me feel left out or anything like
no.
that. Because I remember when I my first job, actually, I used to work at East Factory, like $40 a week, $8 a day, right? I mean, so I have friends just say, them not doing it. But it's a Friday evening time when we get my little $40,
them
want to beg you $1 or $2 out of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, so to me, no, like, make me afraid. Me embarrassed easily, you know. So the hardest thing for me to do is beg somebody something. No, kill hungry or kill me or whatever, I will not ask for anything. Because me no want you tell me no, because that's insulting to me. So me no like, me no make people beg me either. Me see things people need things and just give it to them, because me no want nobody to beg either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see?
Mm-hmm.
So remember mm-hmm. that 1 pound thing. And I remember one time I have so much clothes that this girl said to me from Sunnyside. So she has this neighbor. You know, I have no clothes
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to church all the time and stuff like that. Remember, I pick up, pack up like 11 pounds and about a dozen shirts. And I go get myself to her. I say, do not let this man know these things come from me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one day, him put on him clothes and I walk past me and say hi and stuff like that. And a man see me on the road and a man see and thinks they are me because you know, say my style and my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the man and say, yo, don't even say anything to this man, that this man know where them stuff here come from. And I passed that man, go and come in at the clothes room with me, man. He never knows anything comes from me because I could
wow.
not feel good with
you
him.
You could
himself.
Not do
and
that. Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to look for me when I walk past me in my clothes and all of them stuff there? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
me grew up in a poverty. Real struggle. Real,
mm-hmm.
real struggle. One like a one room house with 7 away. no father and the boss didn't come and go and, you know, Miami, you know the thing in Jamaica, see? But at the end of the day, our families live round with them tree to life, so we are outcast and all of that. And it's same one them, what we used to think, what we used to say them rich and live better and we and the house bigger and nicer, so you want to see them now.
That is so
you
true.
To them now.
That is true. So that is true.
All of them other kids then turn out to be
to something.
Successful.
Yes.
Yes. And then the niece and nephews who are a teacher, a lawyer, and nurse, all of that, name it. And then when you look on that side of family where you used to look down power and thumb their nose at us, it's like, you know, see nothing better. You know, so you have to do things and give back, man. It's like, I'm a jerk because I've been giving back for the longest. I wonder when the pandemic came in, and I saw this little boy, and I think it was on Facebook, and I went live post with one little phone, I tried to in the school, look, and I said, my God, man, how did I sit there for really a go on? You know, so I reach out to people, and we get so much tablets, and I buy three laptops. My friend of mine bought a laptop, and I bought one, and I get another one. And I say, I'm going to Jamaica, and we go Crescent, and we give up some stuff at Crescent, and we go Friendship, and we go St. John's, and we touch everybody, and plus the people in the community, we touch and find out who needs something, and stuff like that, and everybody get touched. And we start come back and ask, and then we get calls and say, I need this, and we say, boom, and get it from somebody, and they can't, we go by it myself, and by, you know,
and
I go down with and I say, something for you, we can't live with myself until we complete that mission.
It's so fascinating to hear you talk and to listen to you, you know, because we over here at Give Back Jamaica, and thank you so much, Gary, for coming aboard with us, because we're going to be going places with Give Back Jamaica, and as I'm throwing this out to my listeners, you know, we are not just going to be doing Crescent as our alma mater anymore. We're going to be spreading the love.
Community.
We're going to be branching
out.
Right. We're going to be going out into the communities, going to different schools and helping these kids. You know, and the core of our Give Back Jamaica charity is the Kickers Club, where we give who is here with me week after week. I don't know, come to her tonight. She must be fine. Love her, because tomorrow Valentine's Day. So she has started from tonight. She has started from tonight. So, and tomorrow is her birthday, too. So happy birthday again, Dr. M.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. So she talk about going to school without shoes and all of that, and with our ground thunder, our 10 toe them pan the ground.
Yeah, man.
And,
your platform. Mm-hmm. I can come on, man. That will work.
So with that in mind, we have adopted this as our core program, and this is what worked for us last year, where we donated over 350 pairs of shoes, and these are not pepe shoes, you know, good quality shoes, you know, because
I was there.
Them some of them named Almiri Jean. Some of them weird name are Mary Jean, but so this is an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing we're doing, giving back. And this year, people, we are striving for. We have set our target to be 1,500 pairs of shoes, and 1,500 pairs of shoes. A big heavy lift is a heavy lift.
Yep.
But with your help and your contribution, your donations, we're going to make it.
$1, $5, $10, anything. Every little metal muckle as
well. Yeah, man. So go to the website, givebackjamaica.com. Please go to the website and make a donation. Mind you, you're going to see 50, 30, whatever amount. But there's a little slot that says other. The $100, and you have 10, we take it. 5, we take it. 1, we'll take it. And if you want to put $100, kudos to you. And I mean, shout out to all of those persons who have donated so far, because we have been seeing donations coming in, you know, donations left, right, and center. I mean, it might not be a lot, but it's a lot to us, you know. Shout out to people like, shout out to people like Devlin Henry, Clyde Davis, Philemon Young, Dwight Anderson, Eric Dobbs, Dwight, Teddy McDonald, Loy McDougal.
Eric, I'm nearby. I drove in. Eric Dobbs come from, you know.
Yes, mommy, know the Dobbs then, man.
You know
Lester
the Dobbs
Richard.
Then. You have to know the Dobbs then.
Yes, man.
Because I hold pops, big sister with a crew, I hold for them, yep.
Yes, so shout out to all of who make them donations already. Make your contributions. Kudos to you. Thanks.
And when did Eric make a donation recently?
Yes, he made a donation recently, yeah.
Because I had invited him to the group couple of days ago. So I don't know if that's when he realized where I go on.
No, I had sent him. My way of fundraising.
Okay.
Right. So I'd reached out to him, being as he's a Crescent person.
So,
go to the website. Go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and you make your donations. And another thing, somebody called me this, a friend called me this evening, and they want 100,000 signatures to sign for this petition for Marcus Garvey's. Marcus Garvey was arrested in America.
Yeah.
So we want to clear this man. So I'm going to send out the form so people can sign the petition, so we can get a 100,000 signatures to help Marcus Garvey reclaim his good name, because after he was deported and so on, his efforts went down, you know, the Black Star Line and
legacy.
All of that.
That was the whole plan for this guy's legacy.
Yes. So we need to restore this
man's
legacy.
Man was an Africanist, so it's like, man, he was too powerful, man. So there's only way to get rid of him is fabricate stuff and put it on the man and do what he must do.
Mm-hmm,
you know, so after them days.
Yeah. So we're looking for 100,000 signatures to petition the President of the United States to pardon this man and restore the man to his former glory. I'm going to be sending this out to friends and so on, so we get these signatures and get this thing going. Yeah, so back to Give Back Jamaica.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so back to Give Back Jamaica. People, I tell them, I beg so till me weak, and I don't even care. So go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, givebackjamaica.com, and make sure you make your contribution. Make sure you make a donation, because considering that the child that you're helping today will be the next Usain Bolt, maybe the next Prime Minister of Jamaica, the next Minister of Finance, you know, the next doctor. You might just, because I see this so many times, and, you know, sometimes teachers look down on you because we're the poor, so poor. Teachers really look down upon all me, because I'm poor, I'm a little sufferer.
We can't pour out with the poor. If we're the poor, there's no other poor like that.
Yeah.
And we was the poorest.
And guess what? Sometimes when I became a teacher and I go to conferences or seminars, I'm a meet up on them same way and them have to call me miss. Them have to call me miss. And most of the times, it's always like, I am the person who do the presentation for the group and the whole of them sit back. And I'm like, look at that, man. Them teachers, I used to look down upon me. So, yeah. We need to give back. We need to give back. You know, I always say this, to whom much is given, much is expected. And we may not have much, but my thing is, give back something. And sometimes when I reach out to especially people who have gone to Christian school, it just tears my heart apart because they are not the ones who are contributing. A dead, dead stranger.
That's the same thing happened to me recently. Even some Jamaican, because I have a lot of friends who are not Jamaican, and when I reach out to them, they are the first. And when I reach out to people who are Jamaican and some people who go to school, it's like them come with some baloney excuse and all and something. And I forget mad sometimes. I'm going to imagine people who come from Jamaica and you. I'm say, listen to me. One less Heineken, I want less Guinness, I want less pack of cigarette, I want less ganja spliff or whatever. Just nobody buy it that week and do with a $5 there or that $10 there. Simple as that.
You know, I have Auntie Martella here online with us, and Auntie Martella is one of those persons. Auntie Martella, and Auntie Martella has adopted a child. Auntie Martella, tell them your story.
Well, I haven't spoken to him in like a couple of weeks now, but he's doing fine, and I am really happy to help him. As I said once, I don't really have it that much, but I know when you have a listener, you know how you was in need. I would be happy if somebody sent something from foreign to you or even a $5. You know what it is to be poor, so you want to help back somebody. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, I was
there.
I was saying that I was there. I know as Sister Eve, she said she goes to school barefoot. Yes, I went to school barefoot, but not at Crescent. When I came to Crescent, I used to wear shoes. But when I was in Sligoville, going back, I was in grade 3 or grade 4, I used to go to school barefooted. But, you know, and I was living in Irish Pen like you guys. I used to come off at Standpipe too. And, you know, I went to Crescent, and I know how hard it is. I used to only have one uniform going there, one uniform. And sometimes when I come home, you understand? Clean. Yeah.
All your food clean like a shoes you have on.
You understand? I remember once when the children them in my class, you get disruptive, and Mr. Reed call us in his office, and he asks us if none of us know how to steam callaloo. And me tell you, nobody never know, and everybody must shut up. But I tell you, everybody know how to steam callaloo, and our class was one of the class who was always disruptive, making nice, fighting and getting on crazy, and the teacher couldn't bother with us anymore, so she take everybody in Mr. Reed's office, and he started to quarrel with us, and he said, okay, you're going to set us free without detention unless somebody here tell him how to steam callaloo. Nobody ever knew.
And you never know Auntie Martella?
I don't mean I was seeing callaloo yet.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
I used to live with my aunt, you know, she always showed me how to strip the callaloo, but and then I cut it up, but I never know how to steam it. You understand? We couldn't give all the story, so everybody shut up.
But Auntie Martella, I know that there's this joy coming from you because of you helping this child. I know it makes you feel good to help.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel so good that I can't even express myself sometimes. You know, when I speak to him and he feel, you can't feel the joy coming over the phone, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he send me picture and he's smiling. I tell you, girl, I feel so happy. And, you know, I tell my friends, and if you even can't sponsor somebody, just put a $10, $20, you know. Put it there, man, any amount you have. Because it be benefit to somebody. Somebody out there need it, you know.
Definitely so. Definitely. So, people, go to this website. I mean, if you're listening right now, or if you're going to be listening to the archived show, please, please go to the website givebackjamaica.com, and it's there. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Just click on the donate button, and you'll see that it dropped down to show you the different areas you can contribute to, and then you'll see other. If you can contribute to, and make sure again, people, when you're donating, make sure you put like for friends and family, because if you just donate like that, we're not going to get all the donations. They're going to take out I think $1.99. That's $2 basically. So if you give $50, we're going to get $48, and that's a lot of money going away. So just make sure you put in the slot for friends and family, and we'll get all of it because we need it. We need it. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, I said earlier, we're looking for 1,500 pairs of shoes. And that is a big, heavy lift. Heavy lift. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, if they just say donate $10 and they don't say friends and family, they take $2 from that?
Yes. Let me see. Yeah.
Okay.
Gary, could you talk about your sponsor? Yeah.
My sponsors are just friends and family, and I have a group of guys who we have. Sunday morning, Kickers of Miramar. Sunday morning Kickers of Miramar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly comprised of males. So we get every Sunday morning we get together, we play soccer, we have back to school drive, we do the cancer walk, we do a lot of stuff, and we give like donations to certain persons needed and stuff like that. So we're very active in the Miramar community. So if you go on Facebook, I'm putting Sunday morning Kickers of Miramar, you will see pop up. So they are my main supporters of my thing that I do back home, and my friends, my co-workers, and you know, families and stuff like that. So we have to big up Sunday morning Kickers of Miramar. You know,
big up Sunday morning Kickers of Miramar.
We have a few guys out there and call like Lee, Aggie, Rambo, and nickname we are running now.
A nickname on our own, yeah, man. And then the nickname, they sound like
Rambo.
A son Trang, man. Son Trang,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, man. Kelty, African. Guys come from our African country, so we call him African.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh,
Angola. We call him, come from Angola, so we call him Angola. So, you know the thing.
Oh,
so the whole crew, the whole Sunday morning crew. I have to pick them up.
Yeah.
One family.
Yeah, Kickers of Miramar, big shout out to you, and continue helping with your donations. Yes, this is what we're here for, you know, to give back. Give back, and giving back makes you feel really, 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 really good. Okay, and giving back make you really feel really good.
I'm the best feeling that, man. I'm the best feeling that ever.
And Gary, I know you sponsor some children in Jamaica.
I have this young lady that I adopted, literally adopt, because I don't have any kids in Jamaica, so she and my Jamaican daughter. And what happened is that to St. John's Primary, and she was on the school challenge coach team also.
Oh.
So she passed with some IMAX, and she got an award, and I saw it in the St. John's Primary page. So I happened to go to the school, because I got to reward this person. It was a girl and a boy. So I went there and I asked to meet the guy, the young man. So, because I wanted to do something. I wanted to give anyone, whichever one of them a laptop because of the accomplishment. Because I know they're going to need that going into high school and stuff like that. So when I went there now, I saw the vice principal and I told her, I'm a former student and I'm here to meet this person. I want to donate something towards this person's education. So I'd like to do that for the young man. So she said, why not the young lady? I said, it doesn't matter. I said, I want to donate it to the one that needs it, not the one that wants it. So she said, the young man got a full scholarship, so the young lady needs it more because her mom works here. She's a janitor, and the struggling is all of that stuff. So I said, all right, no problem. I'll do that. So they introduced me to the mom and stuff like that, and I, you know, had a conversation with her. No, not the mom. I spoke to the principal. And I met the little girl, right? I met the little girl, and I spoke to her. So after that conversation, I left, and I went home, and I said, what can I do? So I said, I need to do something else. So I called the principal. I gave her my WhatsApp number. I called her. I said, does that young lady get her books as yet? She said, no. I said, all right, tell you what. Take a picture of her book list and send me a copy of it. So I got it, and I called a friend of mine that work at the bookstore in Spanish Town, and I sent her the list, and I say, I need the price of those books. So she said, that's a lot of money, I said.
Mm-hmm.
So she calculated up and tell me the price. I said, okay, now you're the manager here. How much percent do you get off? She said, 10%. I said, put your 10% off. I said, I'm coming to pay for those books with a card. Right? She said, you serious? I said, yes, I'm coming to pay for them. So I went, I paid for the books, and I went back to the school, and I gave it to the vice principal to give to the young lady. So I left. So the following day, I was supposed to go to St. Catherine High School to pick up a certificate of somebody. And it's dawned on me. I said, I got to go to the school because I want to give this young lady some lunch money or something like that, you know? So I went to St. Catherine, and I collected the certificate, and I left the school, and I was heading home. I'm almost halfway home. And I was like, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So I turned back, and I went to St. John's. And when I got there, I saw a friend of mine, a classmate. He's a security guard there. So I stopped and was talking. So we was having a conversation back and forth, you know, about the young lady that I decided to help out and stuff like that. And at the same time, here comes this lady pass by, and they say, that's her mom. I was like, so you say, you want to talk to her? I said, no. Because I like to remain anonymous, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
I said to him, yeah, let me just say hi to her. You know, so he called her. He had a banana cheese in his hand and a drink to give somebody. So he asked her to take it to the person. So he called her back and said, this is the guy that bought his daughter the books and stuff like that. And she said, oh, she looked down. She said, oh, you're so handsome. I said, oh, thank you very much. And she was like, oh, I really appreciate what you did for my daughter and all of that stuff and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So after all that said and done now, I told her the real reason I came here was to give the little girl some money to buy lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Her mom said to me, she's not here, but I took out some money and I gave to the mother. And she was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. She said, I got to go get some lunch right now, and I got to go get some for her. And, I mean, it was like, oh, my God. You don't know that feeling that come over me when she said that. And immediately she left, and she went and got something for this girl and stuff like that. So I don't know what was talking to me to tell me to turn back and go do what you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to her. Then we started to have a conversation, and the guy said to me, you know, she don't live far from you. I was like, what do you mean she don't live far from me? So, and then when I asked him where she lives, she said, and he told me, and I asked her. I said, you're just my neighbor. You're just next door from me. Because she was having, so she had a problem with Wi-Fi and stuff like that. I said, you live next door to me. You can go to my house and use my Wi-Fi and all of that stuff. And
Wi-Fi,
I was like, you're my neighbor. So you know what? Everything is good from now on. I'm there for you guys. Whatever you guys need, I'm there. I said, from now on, this is my daughter right here. She ain't going to need anything.
Okay. That is so... Mm-hmm.
Man, I got her everything she wants. I'm literally spoiling her right now.
Oh wow,
you know?
That is so good, Gary. I know you have sponsored a child. You sponsored a child. Give back Jamaica.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I met this child once, and Dr. Eve introduced me to this child, and I met this child once when we was doing the shoe drive back in Jamaica there. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much relationship so far with this child because this child is a bit behind with everything, with schoolwork and all of that stuff. So they're working on that now. So all I do is just do my donation every month just the same. And, you know, eventually next time I go to Jamaica, I'm going to reach out to the parent and see what's going on. You know? And there's
so
a third child that I go to Camp Champion that I assist also. I got her a laptop because she went to Crescent. And that's the first person that got a laptop. So she passed a Campion, full ride and all of that stuff. So brilliant young lady.
Yeah.
So I support her whenever she needs support too.
So you see, when you help people and you sit back and see their, you know, their success, and you know that you are part of that child's success, you know, you feel so good. You know, it's more than getting some money. It's the satisfaction you get. Yeah, from seeing people, you know, thrive and prosper based on your assistance to them. Yeah, we have gone a little over. Yeah, we have gone a little over. come back again next week.
Yes.
Gary, next week you're going to be co-hosting with me. So
I'll try. It's not making it a promise.
You did great tonight, and thank you,
Auntie
Marcella.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Auntie Marcella. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chanel. Thank you for all who have listened, who have tuned in, and I did enjoy this program. I know you did too.
I feel like I was double teamed by two Irishmen tonight,
But Gary, you see, me and you still need to talk though, cause me nah let up, I am not letting up. Me nah let up. And I must tell you again, thanks for coming aboard with us, and we're going to go places, Gary, and look forward to meeting in person, and we're going to be doing good things. So thanks to you all again for listening. This has been the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and truly tonight has been a blessed night, and good night to you all, and happy Valentine's Day. And again, Dr. M, is your birthday, and you're going to see you tonight. You're gone in the isolation, and you're gone in the hibernation. So you must. Me no say no teddy bear. This is no teddy bear night. It's no teddy bear.
You're going to blank it again.
Early celebration. So have a beautiful week, people, and come back next week. It's going to be more exciting. All right? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Good night.
All right, Marcella. Bless.
Bless Gary.